and you're cleaning out your lockers.
Oh, yeah, it definitely happened fast. I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting to come, you know, to my locker and clean it out and, you know, clean up my house, like, and pack it away and get ready to leave. I wasn't expecting it at all. Happened fast. Tough loss yesterday. I can't do nothing about it now. Got to learn from it and move on.
What was the last 24 hours like?
It was rough. It was rough. I couldn't sleep. I kept watching ESPN, NFL Network, and, you know, watched the game again on my iPad, you know, just to see what I could have did different and to put my team in position to win this game. We fell short. A tough loss. Like I said, man, I can't even explain it, you know, how I feel. And I was trying to just explain to some of the guys, man, you don't get these opportunities often. You don't get them often. It's not promised that we'd be in the same situation next year. But we definitely can't control that. We just got to go out there this offseason and get better and learn from it.
You feel like you're a lot better team today than you were last year at this time?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We would have been packed up and left last year. We've been packed up and left. Made it to the walk-off round of the playoffs. Lost a heartbreaker. And felt like we put ourselves in position to win the game. We fought hard on all phases. Just fell short.
When you were drafted, Trey, you expect to play more or come on sooner?
I didn't know what to really expect. Just like every other player, you know, they don't really know the future. So, you know, I was, like I said, I'm happy with the situation I was in, able to learn from the guys on the team that have been in the league for a while. So I think it worked out great.
What's your outlook for this defense for next year, given what was accomplished this year?
I think we're going to, you know, come back. We're more hungry than we were this year because, you know, we got a lot to defend and we got to prove a lot more to people. And, you know, we felt that we could keep going. So we're going to come out hungry next year.
Chad Greenway and Brian Robinson spoke very highly of you the last few weeks. Just your involvement and your motor. What does it mean, I guess, for guys like that to give you such high praise?
I mean, it's awesome, you know. It's what I work for. Respect to my teammates, so. Can't ask for any more.
How would you assess your rookie season?
I was telling him I felt like I did some good things. I got better as the year got on, but there's a lot of things I left out on the field, and I want to come back next year and complete.
You hear people talk about that rookie wall. You kind of flipped that script and got better as the year went on. Anything
there was
special?
There was no rookie wall for me. I still have a lot left in the tank right now, and I'm gonna just use it as motivation and come back strong.
Captain Monahan was talking about him trying to convince the young guys that these opportunities aren't given to you all the time. Is it for yourself? You get here your first year. How hard do you feel like you have to fight to get back? And do you have to keep that in mind? This, you know, these don't come around all that often.
I'm well aware how tough the NFL is and how tough it is to win. You know, I was part of a lot of these games. You know, and I fought. You know, myself personally. You know, to help win. So I know how tough it is. And I know how tough it is to win. And I know how much hard work we put in. And, hey, I mean, we're going to keep putting hard work in, so.
You guys have a young core on this defense that looks like it's going to grow together. How encouraging is that for you that the sky's the limit for this group?
It's very encouraging, you know. We got a lot of guys who are hungry, a lot of guys who are willing to work, put in the hours, you know, and work with each other, you know, put the team above themselves. So, you know, that's a winning formula.
You know, it's all about the guys in the locker room. You know, it's up to us to, you know, come back in great shape, come back in, you know, get ready to play football, come back and execute your assignment and, you know, just do all the right things this offseason, you know, stay out of trouble, you know, but spend time with your family. But, you know, it's all about us, man. We got to come back and just do your job and like we did and, you know, just figure out where we went wrong and improve on them areas.
Do you agree with Captain saying it's better to talk about the loss and use it as motivation rather than
No, it is what it is, man. We should have won that game. I feel like I said that yesterday, and you know, but it didn't happen. You know, hats off to Seattle. You know, they stayed in for four quarters, and you know, they fought in. You know, you're gonna win the games in the fourth quarter. But at the end of the day, our biggest thing that we have to do right now is, you know, take this loss and, you know, let it sink in, and you know, and not feel this way anymore.
The Seahawks a few years ago, they lost a heartbreaker where they came back against Atlanta the next year. They won a Super Bowl. How do you use this as kind of a launching point maybe to build character and you know, now that you've kind of gotten this out of the way, kind of take that experience and use it as a weapon?
You know, we're a great team, man, and we got to start realize that we got great individuals on this team. We got great players that, you know, win their individual battles. And the biggest thing that we got to do is just – you know, we just got to finish. We got to finish, and we got to just fight. You know, we got to come back with the same competitiveness. We got to come back and compete. We got to come back and do all the little things that we didn't do this season to make our team better. And, you know, and we just got to take this as motivation. And, you know, we don't know what next season holds. Only thing that we could do is work and get back where we need to be.